He will do whatever he can to help the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump claims, telling Fox Digital this morning he's reached out to the Justice Department to try to bring the temperature down after the FBI searched his Florida home last week, taking 11 sets of classified documents. He wants some back, calling it
privileged attorney-client material and also executive privileged material, which they knowingly should not have taken. I respectfully request that these documents be immediately returned.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the former president, also says there's tremendous anger, calling last week's raid a sneak attack.
That sentiment is now at the heart of a new DHS and FBI memo about threats to federal agents. Part of that memo warns of, quote, an increase in violent threats posted on social media against federal officials and facilities, including a threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI HQ.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The Taliban fighters held a parade in Kabul today, 1 year after Afghanistan's government collapsed, completing the Taliban takeover amid a U.S. troop pull out House Republicans in a report call a failure.
In its wording, tragic yet avoidable outcomes in leaving around 800 U.S. citizens behind in Afghanistan. The National Security Council, replying through a memo, says the House Republicans' report is partisan, incomplete, and riddled with inaccuracies and false claims.
Fox's Evan Brown. Another bus arrived in New York City this morning with illegal immigrants on board, sent by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who blames Democrat policies for a surge at the border, and that they all went willingly. But the NYC Immigrant Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro doesn't think so.
Individuals have wanted to leave the buses, and fortunately, they were met with resistance.
Two fired Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death have just rejected plea deals, so they'll go to trial in the fall, accused of aiding and abetting ex-cop Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder for kneeling on Floyd's neck. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News. While the former president battles the FBI over the search of his Florida home, he is also very involved in two states holding primaries tomorrow, Alaska and Wyoming.
Former President Trump last month recalled to a rally in Anchorage, Alaska, that Sarah Palin was an early backer of his presidential bid.
I know your opponents, and I like you way better. You're great, Sarah, and I appreciate it, and I won't forget.
Her chief opponent is Republican businessman Nick Begich III. He and Palin were the top two vote-getters out of four who advanced in Alaska's new ranked-choice voting system in the special election primary to finish out late Congressman Don Young's term. But they're all duking it out tomorrow in the primary for a full congressional term as well. Trump's also backed Kelly Shibaka against incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, and in Wyoming's congressional race, he's backed attorney Harriet Hageman over Liz Cheney. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Cheney's on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot after joining Democrats voting to impeach the then president for his conduct and election fraud claims. It's not quite back to school in some parts of the country like the Northeast, where it's still summer for kids. But in other areas, students are back in class in smaller numbers.
Many school districts face declining enrollment as a result of the pandemic. Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, tells CBS's Face the Nation, worsening economic conditions are driving many immigrant families families to leave, and other parents are simply not enrolling their younger children.
So we have the lost children of Los Angeles. There are lost children in Miami, New York, every single large urban center.
Carvalho says school officials have been going into the community, even knocking on doors, to encourage families to send their children back to the classroom. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
There's a search for a killer in Texas. Whoever shot a coach at a youth football game Saturday night, police in Lancaster now say the suspect is Yaqub Talib, the brother of a retired NFL player. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 40 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.